Baruch Hashem Adonai Shalom Havarim, which means
those who have heard what we are saying. Okay?
Yes.
It is a sign to them. And the other thing is that we really have to be gone for the iniquity to be full, for judgment to begin, and for darkness to be total, for the prince of darkness to receive everything he needs to fulfill his evil role. Right now, the church is restraining. We have the Holy Spirit. We are the light on the earth because of Jesus. That light is hindering total spiritual darkness.
So, in other words, darkness has to come to its complete, spiritual darkness has to come to its completeness.
Total iniquity.
Where it's flourishing, where everywhere you look, there's no one with the knowledge of God.
Exactly.
You know.
So for a short time before the elect get saved, before the 144,000 get saved, when we leave, there will be total darkness on the earth because no one at that point will be saved because we all just left.
It'll be total spiritual darkness.
That's right. And that is an important aspect of this whole thing. And I want you to look now at an Old Testament scripture, okay? Because people say, oh, it's not in the Old Testament. Well, you know what? Sometimes by description, we can learn a lot.
Yes.
Just because certain names might not be what you're looking for. John, did you know that the word resurrection is not even in the Old Testament anywhere?
Just like the word rapture is not anywhere
no.
in the, yes.
But its description is,
mm-hmm.
you know? And one thing we've learned through Hebraic Roots is that the Israelites, they like to tell stories. They are a picture-type people.
Yes.
Okay, now our Westerners, we're not like that so much. We look at the outside of the glass and tell you what's on the outside of it. But to an Israelite or to a Jewish person, they will tell you what you can do with that glass and what perhaps you could put inside of it. So it's a little different outlook.
Right. It's an Eastern, some people call it an Eastern way of looking at things.
Yeah.
And we have a Western way of looking at things.
Yes, right. Micah 7:2. So if you're out there, please turn to it quickly. If not, you can look it up later. But Micah 7:2 says, the faithful man has vanished from the earth. Now, some of your Bibles might say perished, but when you look up the word, it is abad, A-B-A-D. It's number 6 in your Strong's, and it can mean perish, but it can mean vanish, which to me says a whole lot more.
Mm.
So the faithful man has vanished from the earth. And would you read the next part there?
Well, I'm not going to read it in this particular translation, Sheila.
Okay, yeah.
You know, we're
he reads in Hebrew.
Well, we've got that, but we have some translations that have some shortcomings, and I use a couple of them. I happen to have the one where I'm not particularly fond of how it is translated. That's another thing too. When we're studying from our Bibles,
but I lost it.
You had Micah there. You had it. You had
it
picked up. This is a level playing ground. So this
there
is,
it is.
There you go. We're doing just what you're doing at home.
That's
you're
right.
You're working with a Bible. So are we. We don't have computers here.
No. It would take me longer than my computer, let me tell you.
Okay. Yes.
7:2. The faithful man has vanished or perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among men. Now think about what that's saying. At the moment of the rapture, there will be not one person upright on the earth. Do you see how that fits into what I'm trying to say?
So
here?
In the same breath, it says the righteous have disappeared or the righteous have been taken or gone from the land. And then there's my translation. Now here is where I should have read it. It said, there is no one upright among humankind.
Yes.
That means everybody.
That's right.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say here.
Gosh.
Amen?
How come I never saw that before?
Well, I don't know. Okay, let's look at another scripture. Let's look at Psalm 12, verse 1. Okay, Psalm 12, verse 1 says, help, Lord, for the godly man ceases. Godly man ceases.
He ceases. What does he just stops?
There's no more godly man.
Oh.
For the faithful disappear from among the sons of men.
Now here, listen to this. Help. Lord, for no one godly is left.
There you go.
The faithful have vanished from humankind. And my translation says,
now see,
vanished.
I like that one there. That says it like it should be.
That is how it should be. And of course, the Psalms are very prophetic.
Right. The word for disappear, though, just so that I can show you that I did look it up, it's number 6461 in your Strong's, and it's Pesach. Pesach? Is that how to say it?
That sounds like another word in Hebrew, but I won't. I will let you go ahead.
P-A-C-A-C. That is it. And it means to disappear. So let's say it again. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, and at the rapture all the righteous will be gone. The faithful disappear from among the sons of men, from humankind.
So they actually disappear.
Now that is definitely an Old Testament rapture scripture.
It is definitely one, and I'm going to take it and highlight it right now because for some reason I never highlighted that one.
Okay.
And you can do that at home too. And the next time someone says, well, we're going through the tribulation, you say, well, let's look at this. And here, this is just one. And we've looked at another one. And I'm guessing there's many more.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Do we have time to go through one more before we?
I think we do.
Yeah, I think we do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do another one. These are fun.
Yes, they are.
Let's mark them in our Bibles. As
let's turn to Luke 21, 34.
Excuse me. I love this. We're so...
Well, we're real here.
We're real. We're using our Bibles. You're probably at home using your computer and you're there already.
Right. We're showing our age, I think.
I think so.
Okay. I don't know about you, though. I do stare at a computer quite a lot by reading the emails and you know, checking out things, writing my newsletter, monthly newsletter, which, by the way, if you want to be on that newsletter list, you need to let me know. All donations definitely put you on that list.
Well, I know you read my email, so I know you must be doing something on that computer.
So when it comes to studying the Bible, I don't want to do the computer anymore. But anyway, Luke 21, verse 34. Let's start in the beginning here. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life. Again, the cares of this life, which really gets involved with us Christians today. We will put aside studying the Word of God because of the cares of this life. It just is. And that day, that's that coming day, would come on you unexpectedly. For it will come as a snare on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Look up the word dwell, and it's kathemai. It means remain.
Mm.
It will come as a snare on all those who remain. On the face of the earth.
Watch
therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things. And he just got through talking about the tribulation that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Amen. And you know what?
We'll, wow.
I think we should take that up again maybe when we come back, because there's a lot there. He's saying that we should pray to escape. He wouldn't tell us to pray to escape something that was unable to be escaped from.
Escaped from. And so well put.
Right. We're going to have to take a little break.
Amen.
So.
We have to take our little halftime break here. And, of course, the lines will be open after that break and for your questions. I also want to add this, too, that the Shofar Ministries is in a non-denominational 501c3 type operation here, and all your gifts are tax-deductible legally. And your donations and gifts really are needed to stay on the air. And perhaps also you'd like to sponsor the show by advertising your company on Christian Radio. And you can do that by calling Sheila for details at 440-834-9006. And also, Mike has been able to make and donate some more crosses for your wall or outdoor garden, which will, anybody that gives any kind of donation to the ministry today will get a cross, one of these crosses. So if you would like to send a check, send that to P.O. Box 513 in Burton, Ohio. Zip is 44021, or you can just donate through shofarministries.net. Just send us an email specifying your choice of cross, large or small, indoor or out, as well as any end time question, and just put that all together into one email. Send it to Sheila at shofarministries.net. And now I'd like to tell you about one of our sponsors of this show, Mullet Masonry. They work with either brick, block, or stone. Their work is impeccable. It earns them a great reputation. They service residential, like chimneys and restorations. And, you know, if you're living in an older home and you're in the Cleveland area, Mullet Masonry has no problem coming out. Chimneys are things that need to be taken care of. They require maintenance. Well, I'll tell you, Mullet Masonry does that, and they do that, and they like doing it as well. They do big commercial jobs, too. They're located out in Geauga County, like I said, but they'll service any of the surrounding areas. They're experienced, a lot of experience. They do great work. They're affordable, and they're nice folks to boot. So if you need a free estimate, just call Chad Mullet at 216-570-0177. That's 570-0177. And give them a try next time you need any facet of masonry work done. After all, Mullet Masonry helps to keep this show on the air. And be sure to tell Chad that you heard about him right here on WHK. The lines are now open, so you can call in with your question. The first number I'll give you is 216-901-0933. That's 216-901-0933. Or 888-677-WORD. That's 888-677-9673. So don't go too far. You're listening to the Shofar Ministries Hour, and we'll be right back. We're going to hear a song from Melanie, and we'll have a short break. So stay with us.
Our friends and acquaintances are individuals with whom we share some sort of common ground. They are people with similar professions or hobbies, people whose interests and values more often than not coincide with our own. This is Robin Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory. Friends and acquaintances commonly bump into each other at our stores. Perhaps this is due to the fact that over 50% of our business comes from repeat customers or referrals. Or perhaps it's because our quality products, reasonable prices, and simple way of doing business appeals to their common sense. Either way, all of our customers receive the same treatment and share the same uncommon experience when they visit our stores. They tour our factory, test our products, and get as much help as they need from our friendly, knowledgeable, and courteous sales staff. And they receive incomparable quality at the most reasonable prices and find exactly what they're looking for, an uncommonly good bed.
The Original Mattress Factory, 4930 State Road, right at the 480 ramp. Or check us out on the web at originalmattress.com.
I'm Joe Battaglia, host of The American Advisor. Many investors have seen losses of as much as 50% in mutual funds and stocks, while other investors made money. Successful investors were properly diversified and owned gold. Gold tripled as their mutual funds fell. For free information on investing in gold, call 1-877-341-2646 or 877-341-COIN. Call now and we'll send you a free CD and a free newsletter at $25 value. 1-877-341-COIN.
AM 1220 The Word with your word for the week.
And John testified, I saw the Holy Spirit descending like a dove from heaven and resting upon him. I didn't know he was the one, but when God sent me to baptize with water, he told me, the one on whom you see the Spirit descend and rest is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I saw this happen to Jesus, so I testify that he is the chosen one of God. John 1 verses 32 through 34.
Northern Ohio's Christian Talk Station, AM 1220, The Word.
He arose and went
baptize with water, he told me, "The one on whom you see the Spirit descend and rest is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit." I saw this happen to Jesus, so I testify that he is the chosen one of God. John 1 verses 32 through 34.
Northern Ohio's Christian Talk Station, AM 1220, The Word.
To the Shofar Ministries Hour. That song was called Man from Galilee, and that was sung by our own Melanie Pierce, who also plays keyboards and the flute. And if you would like her to perform for your group or wedding or any church function, just give us a call and we'll put you in touch with her.
Would you like your business mentioned as a sponsor of the show? Just give me a call, 440-834-9006. And I'd like to take a moment to thank Nicole Maruse. We're grateful that she's a sponsor to the show. Nicole is a local representative of the All Natural Arbonn Health and Beauty Products, who would love to give you a free consultation. Nicole can help you find the right products specially suited for proper maintenance of your particular type of skin. And that's important. We all have different skin types. Arbonn also includes nutrition and weight control. This is not just face makeup. I do know that not everyone wears face makeup, but it's all about having healthy, glowing skin. So be sure to give Nicole a call. Her number is 440-840-2176. And you might want to ask her how to earn some free products or start your own at-home business. Again, Nicole's number is 440-840-2176. So, Christian ladies, and by the way, Arbonn has a men's line, too, and I know we all use something, even if it's just for washing your hair. And remember that Arbonn is non-toxic, very important in these infectious days. So give her a call, 440-840-2176, and let her know you heard about her on WHKW Christian Radio.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Good to be back. I just want to throw this in real quick. When I did mention donating to the Shofar Ministries Hour, that can be done off the website because there's PayPal on that. And those of you that are familiar with using the web know what I'm talking about. So we made it even easier.
Thanks to Lou Buckles.
Thanks to Lou Buckles.
All right. And if you want Lou to do your page, just let me know and I will give him your number and he'll be in contact with you.
Yes.
Amen. All right. I'd like to continue now by going to... I think we have a question on the air, so I think we'll go to that first.
Yeah, let's go to that.
Okay, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
How did Jesus get behind the rock and rise from the dead?
Let me see if I understood that. How did Jesus get out
from behind the rock?
Out from behind the rock? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Well, he had a resurrected body, and the resurrected bodies can actually go through walls and cement buildings and even through rocks. Is that exciting? Because someday we are going to have a body just like Jesus, and we're going to be able to go through walls and rocks too when we're resurrected. Okay? That's a whole new, different body. Did that answer your question?
No, you take it.
You didn't quite do it.
I think that's Autumn Rose, don't you?
I think so, too. But I also want to, Autumn?
Yeah?
I also want to say, too, that it's God's power, His Holy Ghost power that enabled...
God can do anything.
That enabled him to do that, and that's what gave Jesus his renewed body, and it's God's power. How's that?
Then, okay, well, I'll see you when I get home, sweetie. Got to go. All right, bye-bye. Okay, let's go on.
That's a big fan right there.
I know. Okay, let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And here's some meat for everybody. You want some meat too, John? I know you
yes.
already know this, but... You know, isn't it interesting, though, if we haven't gone over these in a while, how they just become like brand new again?
Yes, they do.
I love
and you know what?
Over.
It also renews in your spirit. It renews the joy.
It stirs
up your spirit, and it renews
gotcha.
That joy. So what happened to what happened to that joy? You don't have that joy. Oh, have you been studying your word lately? Well, no.
Almost always they say no. If there's
yeah.
no joy, if someone's going around with their head hung down low, mm-hmm. first of all, it's a bad witness. Who would want to be a Christian when they look like that? You know?
True.
Let's be happy because we have the joy of the Lord. Yeah, it doesn't matter what our circumstances are. I mean, they can be sad. And I know everyone's got sad times and sometimes heart-wrenching times.
Heart-wrenching times.
But nobody can steal the joy of the Lord. Nobody.
Yeah.
So,
no,
all right.
No better way to get it fired back up again than to do this.
You betcha. All right, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's start out with, now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. Let's make this perfectly clear. The very first sentence, because we want to keep this in context, is about what? It's the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him. That's the topic.
Okay.
Okay, let's keep it at the topic.
Okay.
Not to be soon shaken in mind or troubled either by a spirit or by word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. You know, even in those days, the enemy was telling people that we're already in the tribulation, and they, you know, were starting to say, wait a minute, we can't be, there's no rapture yet, you know? And
yes.
So then they say, well, there is no rapture. That's all misguided ideas from the enemy.
It seems like the enemy is, wants to dominate, this part of our, well, wherever a believer is not, has
confusion is what it's called.
It's called confusion, and there's right. the enemy with the confusion.
Verse 3 says, let no one deceive you by any means. And what was the first thing that Jesus said would be a sign of the end times in Matthew 24?
What?
Deception.
Deception. He said, let no man deceive you.
That's right. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day, and remember we talked about what that day means, it hasn't happened yet.
That's right.
It's that last
right.
section of time of 1,000 years, which will be the 7,000th year period.
Did you hear that, Mike? We talked about that this morning.
Okay, good. Now, I'm going to read this starting again, because this is where the important part is.
Okay.
Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the apostasia comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Let me go over it again. Some of your Bibles probably say, unless the falling away comes first. A better interpretation would be, unless the departure comes first. It's falling away from the earth, if you want to get more technical.
Ooh, this is heavy.
The word is apostasia. And I think it's number 646. It is not the same as in Timothy 4:1, where it says some will depart from the faith or fall away from the faith. That word is apostemi. Two different words. Let's keep it in context. What is the context? It's about Jesus Christ and the gathering together. So the context is the rapture.
Context is the rapture.
Right. So he's saying, don't let anyone deceive you. because that time will not come, that tribulation actually, because that's what starts that day, unless the departure comes first and the man of sin is revealed. Because what's going to happen as soon as the departure? The Antichrist will be revealed.
Right.
Okay,
and that's
what it's saying.
No one righteous left on the earth.
Now, what's also interesting, remember we talked about the Amplified Version of the Bible?
Mm-hmm.
If you read it, this scripture in there, there's a footnote on the bottom of that paper that says radical departure.
Yes.
Okay, so.
Kenneth Waste made that.
Kenneth Waste, right.
Waste, yes.
So many people are saying, oh, well, people are going to fall away from the faith because they read it in Timothy chapter 4.
Different word.
But it's a different word.
Yes.
And that's going to happen too, and it has happened. People
yes.
are falling away from the Bible.
Sure.
Because that's where we get our faith.
Yes.
But this scripture here says that the departure comes first and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition. Now let's go on to clarify, to keep this all in context, John.
Okay.
Verse 4, this son of perdition who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now that complements Daniel chapter 9.
Mm-hmm.
We know there's going to be a temple and they're getting ready to erect it as soon as the proper timing is here.
It's here, yes.
5. And then, this is cute. Paul says, don't you remember that? When I was with you, I told you these things.
And
that's human nature.
Sounds like someone else I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And now you know what is restraining. Who's restraining, John?
We are.
That he may be revealed in his own time, in the proper time, in the fullness of time.
In the fullness of time.
Verse 7. For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Now, what do we mean, lawlessness, John?
Well, we don't mean naughtiness.
No, we really don't.
A lot
of good people.
A lot of people think that. No, it actually means, you look it up, you'll see the word, it's without nomen, which was the Greek for law, without law, and thereby Torah, and thereby
Torah.
Bible.
Bible.
Nobody, it's Bible-lessness.
The Torah is our Bible.
The Torah is our Bible.
And it was used to be called the law.
That's right.
Okay, so it's Bible-lessness.
It's Bible-lessness.
People that don't read the Bible.
They don't read the Bible.
It's so simple here.
Hello.
For the mystery of this lawlessness is already at work. Only he, God, who now restrains, will do so until he is taken out of the way. When we leave, the Holy Spirit leaves. Now, John, here's a good question, and I know one that people are probably thinking, well, how did the Holy Spirit leave? How are people going to get saved?
Well, it's going to be a different way,
yes.
Perhaps.
You betcha.
Yeah.
It's going to go back to the way it was in the Old Testament.
Okay.
Now that the bride is gone, and we are the elect right now, but once we're gone, it's going to go back to finish Daniel's 70th week that we're going to talk about real soon on this show. I explain it all to you. Daniel's 70th week is not finished yet. 483 years were fulfilled until Christ died. Then the church came into effect, and so the church has to leave for the last 7 years to be finished. And that's Daniel's 70th week.
Now, are we going to cover that today?
At some point. No.
Well, not today.
We've got 10 minutes left.
Okay, well.
Can you believe that?
Please let me know when we're going to do that, because I'm bringing the calculator, because I with the math, I just.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, but he will now restrain until he is taken out of the way, and that's why we have to leave. We are the restraining, and I've talked about this before, mm-hmm. but I'm going to keep talking about it, because
yes.
I know that people turn on the radio all different times of the day. And sometimes we have to just keep repeating these things. Verse 8, and again, this is context. When we're taken out of the way, and then the lawless one, the Biblelessness person, will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume eventually with the breath of his mouth, Revelation 19, and destroy with the brightness of his coming.
Mm.
Verse 9, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish.
And that's,
in other words, those who follow him especially. Because, and there's the reason, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. God gives everybody a choice. He'll put you in certain situations so that you can make the right choice, or that you can make, you know, how's the word go? A situation that you can't refuse.
Make you an offer you can't refuse.
But he still gives you that free choice to get saved.
That's really why we're here.
That's right.
That's why we're
here. And in verse 11, it goes on to say, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion. Why? Because they refused to make the right choice. They were given the opportunity and refused.
And I believe personally, Sheila, that they refused time and time and time and time again.
That's right.
And
That's right. It's not usually just once.
I don't really believe, and I know some people that aren't very, that are kind of evil. I don't know them personally. But I really think that God's going to give them the opportunity. I think they'll repent. I think we're talking about people that are really,
to repent. Yes.
Yeah, I think we're talking about some real people that are really, really hard.
Sure.
Yes.
But in verse 11, for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie.
Yes.
Now, what is the lie? Well, let's look at scripture.
Okay.
I believe it's 1 John 2:22, and the reason I say I believe is because I have my notes in my Bible, but my Bible is being so used that it actually wears out.
Yes.
it's worn.
Well, who is the liar then? I think that's what we're going to find in 1 John, right?
Yeah, I think so. 1 John 2:22.
And then I want to just ask you something after we go.
Okay.
There.
1 John 2:22. Who is a liar? But he who denies that Jesus is the Christ. That is the lie.
That's the
that
lie.
People will believe.
Okay.
Or won't believe, I should say.
So that lie could be Jesus is a Christ.
Correct. And one of many.
Yes.
Yeah. Or not.
That's the lie.
Not really God, just a prophet sent by God.
Okay, now I don't want to take you down a rabbit trail, but what does it mean, the mystery of lawlessness, the mystery of Bibleness? What's the mystery? To me, the mystery is, here you have someone, the Antichrist, that's going to perform miracles and going to do everything that we thought, that these people thought, this is he's doing everything Bible. But none of this. He is not from the Bible. He has nothing to do with the Bible.
Right.
But yet, he might even be representing what we call today Christianity. I'm just guessing.
Well, sure.
You know.
A wolf in sheep's clothing.
And that, to me,
Antichrist can also mean pseudo-Christ.
And that would be a big mystery. How could somebody doing miracles not know anything about the Bible?
It'll just go to show you how people will follow anything that they think will do a miracle, or what they see, or whatever. And is that happening today?
Yes. Yeah.
Right. We're already seeing foreshadows. Because remember, Jesus says that the tribulation will be like a woman in labor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we know that before real labor begins, we can have a false labor, or what they call Braxton Hicks contractions. I believe we are in that period right now.
Right.
Waiting for the real labor to start, but not there yet. We are here, but not yet. And we are seeing already these signs. People that say they're Christians, or they're prophecy buffs, or all that kind of stuff, and they're here and thus saith the Lord. But here's what I'm going to tell you, and then we're going to have to go. But there are actually saying now, these false prophets are saying, this is what God showed me, but if we pray, we can stop it.
Mm-hmm.
This gives them an out.
Mm-hmm.
So in other words, when it doesn't happen, they can say, well, thank you for praying because God stopped it.
Yes. Or if it does, yes.
I won't even go there. But this is what's happening today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you're being deceived.
And that's a mystery. And that is a mystery. How could somebody that you think is a Christian be so far away from the truth that is contained
because
in God's
word? Because
they're
not spending enough time in studying of God's word.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's it in a nutshell. And without the study of God's word, you don't have the helmet on. You cannot guard yourself from the arrows of the wicked one that's playing with your mind and telling you falsehoods, and you're thinking it's from God when indeed it's not.
And I hope you listeners out there, if you had a question, if there was any doubt in your mind that there was a rapture, I think we should be on the path to knowing that not only is there one, there has to be a rapture.
There has to be one. That's the key. Oh, well, I think our time is up. Yeah.
Okay, if you have any more questions for Sheila, or if you would like to have her speak at your church or home group, just email her at Sheila at shofarministries.net.
And I want to hear from you.
Yes. And she does use the computer, for real. This is the listener-supported radio broadcast. If this show is a blessing to you, then your help is really needed to keep this show on the air. So any and all donations are extremely important, and especially right now in the summer months, and this is and they're vital to this Hebraic Roots ministry. Please consider being a partner in this endeavor and send your gift to Shofar Ministries, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. All donations will automatically put you on the monthly newsletter, and you'll get subscribed to a newsletter that's full of these gold nuggets, plus current events of these last days here and in Israel that tie right into what we're talking about. So why not check out the new revised webpage and previous radio show? That's where our previous radio shows are archived. Thanks to Lou Buckles, and I think we mentioned him earlier. So I will go on, and let's see, Hebraic Roots Seminar. Parts 1 and 2 are now available on the webpage of shofarministries.net. How about that? So you can really get caught up here. Now, if your children are at home, place your hands upon them, because we are going to give the Aaronic blessing. Okay. Yivrechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'ichunecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lacha shalom.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.
Amen.
And I just wanted to mention one thing about what countenance means, because I did have a question about that.
It's a big word.
It's a big word, and it really means that the favor of God be upon you.
It's an idiom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
And give you that peace that passes all understanding. And you know what? If you're really born again, you will always have that peace.
Yes. And when it says make peace for you, it means to establish peace in your life.
That's right. So please tell a friend about this show. And again, we really could use your support, and especially if you are a pre-trib believer, why not help us out here and let us stay on the air so that we can show other Christians that we really are to be looking up always. Amen.
Thanks for spending your hour with Sheila Crawford and the Shofar Ministries broadcast on AM 1220 The Word. If you would like to help keep the show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click on the donate button on the right-hand side of the screen, and it'll take you to PayPal's secure payment site. If you don't use the Internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments you have about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@shofarministries.net. That's Sheila@shofarministries.net. Please join us next Saturday at 1 p.m. for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program is sponsored by Shofar Ministries.